Good afternoon, everyone. Here's one I found in the attic. Takes me back a long, long, long time ago, probably to about Christmas time, 1984, 1985. This was touted as being a great toy at that particular time. Magic Mike, the atomic-powered robot. I remember seeing this in an old catalogue and thinking that must be the most wonderful toy in all the world. A real robot that walks and that talks and that lights up and does all of these wonderful things. And I was so excited that Christmas to wake up on Christmas morning and amongst a few other things to find Magic Mike, the atomic-powered robot. He's still looking pretty good, still looking pretty fresh. Have to be honest, he didn't work all that well for all that long. But nevertheless, it's a nice little piece of history and I'm not sure if you'd get much for it on eBay or not. Magic Mike, the atomic powered robot. You know, sometimes people ask me in the work that I do, why does God allow certain things to happen? Why does God allow evil in the world? Why doesn't God stop people from doing certain things? Now, let me say, first of all, friends, that I believe that God is almighty. I believe that God has the ability to do all things that are right and proper and good and true and according to his will. Furthermore, I also believe in God's sovereignty, that all things, Romans 8:28, all things work together for good to them that love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. But the reality is that God made man as a free agent. God didn't make us like robots, like Magic Mike here, programmed to say a few certain things, programmed to go in a certain direction. No, God has made us as free moral agents who are responsible and accountable. He has given us the ability to reason. He's given us the ability to make rational choices. God has not made us to be like robots. In the book of Genesis chapter 2, we read that God formed Adam out of the dust of the ground. And God breathed into Adam's nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the soul is the seat of the personality. It incorporates the will, the intellect, the emotions, reason, senses, and so on and so forth. It's the real personality. We're not like this robot here. God has planted a soul, a rational, reasonable soul within us. And therefore we are accountable. Now that does not rob God in any way of his sovereignty. And it also doesn't mean that man makes the right choices. The reality is, and we see it all around us, man often makes the wrong choices, the wrong decisions. And the sad reality is that man's will is bound by his sinful nature. God made a perfect world. God formed Adam and God made Eve and God declared as he brought them together that it was very good. But sin has destroyed that. But nevertheless, because sin has entered into the world, that does not rob us or negate us of responsibility. We're not like robots. We're not pre-programmed to live a certain way. We're not hardwired to go down a certain line or a certain lifestyle. Sometimes people say that. I can't help the way that I am. It might be with regards to sexual orientation. It might be regards to certain habits that we form in life. And we say, well, that's just the way I am. That's the way I am programmed, as it were. That's how my genes are set up or whatever it might be. No, God has made us responsible. We might be tempted, but we have to make the right choices and the right decisions. You know, it's not a sin to be tempted, but if we're tempted to do something that's wrong in the eyes of God, while it's not a sin to be tempted, it is a sin to yield to that temptation. So friends, let's face up to our moral responsibilities and obligations to seek first the kingdom of God, to use the word of God as a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. And may the Lord help us and give us grace to choose Christ and to live for him and to live in light of God's eternity. If everybody did that, the world certainly would be a better place. Let's not point the finger of blame at God and pretend that God has made us like this robot here, pre-programmed to do certain things, to say certain things. But let's face our responsibility under God to search the scriptures and to use the Bible as a lamp to your feet and a light unto our pathway. God bless you, and hopefully we'll see you again very soon. See you next time. Bye-bye.